religious freedom in Eritrea, encouraging governments to promote the dignity of human life from conception to natural death in South Africa, avoiding the use of violence as a tool of politics in Nepal. These are just a few of the themes touched on by Pope Benedict XVI in his statements to 11 new ambassadors accredited to the Holy See. Besides the three countries already mentioned, the Pope also received ambassadors from Tanzania, Finland, St. Lucia, El Salvador, Denmark, Algeria, Togo, and Andorra. The Holy Father greeted the ambassadors as a group before they received their own individual messages.
Je voudrais ce matin lancer un nouvel appel.
Speaking in French, the Holy Father launched a new call to world leaders and all people of goodwill to try and put a stop to the violence that disfigures humanity and mortgages the future and hope of whole populations. The Pope said that such efforts to end violence must begin with the family, and therefore special attention must be given to young people. He says that families and educational structures should be given the means to form and to educate the youth, to transmit to them good values, morals, and essential social skills. All of this would help prepare them for a better future and to become truly conscious of their role in the community. The Holy Father says that this is essential in the long term for the world to combat violence. I'm Charles Collins.